Tony Popovich, good morning, mate. I bet you're a happy coach this morning.
Yep, you're right. Very happy coach this morning.
Well done, mate. It was just an awesome display. 2-0. Did the game plan, or you can say it happened as you wanted it to. Was it exactly as you wanted it to happen?
Well, result-wise it was, that's for sure. But, of course, you have nervous moments throughout, and we respect the opposition, and we know that they had some fantastic players on show last night, and you're always on the edge of your seat, but we scored two very good goals, and we're very happy to go through.
Mate, you got to relax a little bit, did you, Tony? I mean, it's nice to get one after 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was. It was a perfect start. But, with the away goals rule, it still didn't really change anything for FC Seoul.
That's right.
One goal would always make it difficult for us had they scored. And, so you were on the edge of your seat, but the second goal made me relax slightly.
Yeah.
It's the club's finest hour, I reckon, Popper.
Yeah, I agree. This is the pinnacle of club football. To play in the Champions League final, we're there now, and of course we enjoyed last night, and we'll reflect today, and we're all proud of the achievement. But we've really got to come tomorrow, focus on the A-League Melbourne victory, and prepare ourselves in the next few weeks. For the final, and we don't want to just make up the numbers there.
Sure.
We want to go there and win the thing now.
What does my head in, Tony, is the fact that this is still your off-season.
Yeah, you're right. So, when we get a chance to reflect on all this one day, we will be able to really put it in perspective, because, the achievement from the players is phenomenal, really. Pre-season training, a lot of changes in the team, and new players have come in and done a great job. And the players are matching last year's winners in the quarterfinal and last year's finalists in the Champions League. So, fantastic achievement, as I said. But we've got one to go, and, we have to focus on now. We have an opportunity to win a Champions League final, and we've got to do everything we can to do that.
Tony, were you nervous, mate, losing 10 players from your squad from one year to the next? Were you nervous at how the transition would be?
Well, not nervous. I think excited.
Yeah.
That was something that we decided to do in the off season to change players, to try and bring some younger players in, and then try and build something again for the next 2, 3, 5 years. When you do that, of course, it can be a difficult period at times going through that. But we've been very fortunate that the players have settled in so quickly. They've adapted really, really well, and the existing players have helped them do that. And the boys just keep producing these fantastic results and fantastic performances.
Hey, Tony, have you been able to see the replay of Shannon Cole's goal celebration yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Have you heard about it?
I have heard about it. On the way home, I was told by a few of my friends what they thought of it. So I have to wait and see later on today.
He's got to work on it.
I'd get him a little bit of gymnastic instruction, mate.
I'll let him stick to heading the ball, which he did a lot better.
It was a beautiful cross, too. It was just pinpoint, and it's nice to have him back. But you had to go without Tommy Urich, mate, and that took a major weapon away.
Yeah, it did. He picked up a slight groin injury, and that's part of sport, as you guys know. And, on Monday he was fine and pulled up a bit sore. And then he became a doubt. And Wednesday morning when we attempted a fitness test, he wasn't right. Brendan stepped in, and, he's another player that has hardly played a minute in the whole pre-season. And, he was outstanding last night for us.
And, mate, home ground advantage can mean a lot in sport, but it looks like you'll move the first fixture against the Saudi Arabian team to the Allianz, 40,000. I like that move, and the Wanderers fans will go with you, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure our fans would go wherever we need to be. Our fans will support us. But, our preference is to stay at Parramatta. That's our home. That's our fortress. That's our first choice.
Okay.
A decision hasn't been made, but we'll respect any decision the AFC makes.
You take that support you get, mate, anywhere they're hard to beat. You get that home ground advantage, don't you, mate? Congratulations. Tremendous achievement, Tony. And keep it going and try and go one better than Adelaide did in the final.
Yeah, we will do. Thank you, guys.
Well done.